It's considered navigable because of being in between the two states. And if you'll notice, we have the different buoys that we have are actually the same buoys that you would see as you were coming in from sea in a lot of different areas. So that's different. For example, on Lake Russell, they use day marks instead of buoys. Lake Kiwi doesn't have buoys or day marks. They have a private lake type of navigational aid. So the navigational aids are different. And certainly the depth of the lake makes it susceptible to pop-up storms. And this is different from a lot of other lakes.